Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, March 13th, and the Democracy Campaign announced today it has filed complaints with the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, accusing three outside electioneering groups of violating their federal tax-exempt status. The complaints were filed against Americans for Prosperity Foundation, the MacGyver Institute for Public Policy, and the Heartland Institute for advertising and other political activities in recent months to help Republican Governor Scott Walker in a likely recall election. With us to talk about the complaints is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, what did these groups do, and why does the Democracy Campaign contend those activities violated IRS rules?
Well, you know, they've intervened in an election and have sort of publicly acknowledged that they're aiming to help make sure that Scott Walker survives an attempt to remove him from office by recall. And these organizations are set up under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. That tax-exempt status is reserved for charitable and educational organizations, and those organizations are required to promote the social welfare. And federal law expressly prohibits these kinds of groups from using any resources to participate or intervene in elections or engage in any kind of political campaigning. And what our request for investigation lays out is their public pronouncements that they're aiming to help Governor Walker survive a recall election. And it lays out advertising that they've been doing to try to help the governor. That's not in keeping with what a 501c3 organization is permitted to do under federal law. So we feel as though these groups are violating federal law, and what they're doing is not in keeping with the tax-exempt status that is granted to charitable and educational groups.
Can you tell us a little bit about these groups? I mean, is anything known at all about their funding? Are they new this year to Wisconsin's political scene?
Well, one of the problems about knowing of their funding is that these groups are operating as tax-exempt organizations really to be able to conceal their donors if they're engaged in political activity. They don't have to disclose their donors. These really are political organizations that should have to organize under Section 527 of the Internal Revenue Code, and those political organizations do have to disclose their donors, and all those donors are reported to the IRS. What we do know is that Americans for Prosperity Foundation was really set up by the Koch brothers. David and Charles Koch are billionaire business people who have been very heavily involved in politics, and they are they're really the powers or the forces behind Americans for Prosperity and this 501c3 organization, Americans for Prosperity Foundation. The MacGyver Institute is Wisconsin based. It was created in 2009. Also supported by the Koch brothers, but also Milwaukee's Bradley Foundation has played a very significant role with MacGyver Institute. Heartland Institute is out of Chicago and sort of describes itself as a free market think tank.
Some might ask, why zero in on just these groups as far as complaints go? Lots of others do what they do, run the nasty ads and the nasty mailings and such.
Well, groups that are running nasty ads and are engaged in political campaigning aren't 501c3 tax-exempt organizations that are supposed to be, charitable or educational in nature. 501c3s have an obligation under federal law to serve the social welfare, not to try to influence political campaigns. And they are prohibited by law from engaging in political campaigning. And, you know, and the astonishing thing about these cases is that they've been remarkably frank about their involvement here. David Koch was quoted by a Florida newspaper on February 20th, coming right out and saying what he's involved in here. And this is a direct quote. Koch said, "We're helping him, as we should. We've gotten pretty good at this over the years. We've spent a lot of money in Wisconsin. We're going to spend more. What Scott Walker is doing with the public unions in Wisconsin is critically important. If the unions win the recall, there will be no stopping union power. And when the reporter asked him who he meant by we, when he talked about the fact that we're helping him and we've spent a lot of money in Wisconsin, he said America's for prosperity. And he talked specifically about $700,000 that this foundation is spending on something called It's Working Wisconsin and a television ad buy that this group sponsored with the MacGyver Institute. Well, then, you know, you look at Heartland Institute, on the other hand, they've started something called Operation Angry Badger. And in a fundraising appeal for that operation, they came right out and said successful recalls would be a major setback to the national effort to rein in public sector compensation and union power. We are in the right place and with the right resources to help defend and secure Wisconsin's recent gains. That's as upfront and blatant as you can get for 501c3 organizations to say, we want to influence this election. We want to make sure that this governor remains governor. And you know, there are a lot of groups out there that are spending heavily to try to influence elections, but they are not charitable and educational organizations organized under Section 501c3 of the tax code. What these groups can do as 501c3s is conceal their donors. 527 groups couldn't do that. They can thwart the public's right to know who's really behind this campaigning. But the real kick in the teeth for taxpayers is that taxpayers are subsidizing the political agendas of the millionaires and billionaires who are funding these operations. Because contributions to these kinds of charitable groups are tax deductible. So these donors are getting tax deductions. They're getting subsidized for promoting their political agenda. So the taxpayers in this country, average taxpayers, are subsidizing the political agendas of millionaires and billionaires. That's what is so offensive about this. You know, if they're going to engage in election campaigning, if they want to run a bunch of nasty ads, if they want to do all the things that these shadowy groups do, fine. But the donors shouldn't be getting tax deductions. They shouldn't be able to conceal their donors from public view. So what they're doing is gaming the tax code to promote their private political agenda, and they're doing it with tax subsidies to boot.
In the end, what do you want to see happen if the IRS finds these groups violated the rules?
Well, the IRS could first and foremost put a stop to this. They could say you can't engage in this kind of activity anymore, and that would be important to nip this kind of thing in the bud. Second thing is that the IRS could revoke these groups' tax-exempt status and say you're really not 501c3s, you're political organizations. You know, how about operating as 527 groups and disclosing your donors and getting no tax deductions for these donations? They're political donations. They're not charitable donations. Third thing that they could do is deny tax deductibility to those donors and say, you know, you can give to these groups, but you sure can't get a taxpayer financed subsidy for bankrolling these groups. And then the fourth thing that the IRS could do is make them pay some retroactive taxes. And, you know, there's been tax deductibility, they've been tax exempt, but they're engaged in activity that tax exempt groups can't, so they could actually assess some retroactive taxes.
Okay, well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details, check out the March 13th announcement on the Democracy Campaign website, which also has links to the complaints against the groups. Thanks for listening.